We are now joined by the, can we call you the new Valley City AD or the soon-to-be Valley City AD, Mr. Rob Hunt. Rob, thank you so much for your time here today.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so we'll get to that in a little bit. You will be named the new Valley City Athletic Department, or excuse me, Activities Director.
Yep.
But let's get to know you a little bit more. Currently, right now, you're working with Moorhead, correct?
Yep. Doing football over there. I'm the offense coordinator and deal directly with the offense line.
So what do your days look like right now working with the team?
Right now, it's between commuting back and forth. We're wrapping up everything we had done with spring ball about a week and a half ago, and now it's mostly recruiting. We've got about 120 kids coming on campus the next 2 weekends. So,
What did you enjoy the most at your time working at Moorhead?
Really the people. Coach Lockway is the one that brought me in. I started off working for Coach Mack here in town, and then Steve Lockway got hired as the head coach over there. And he's family, but I know he's a great person through and through, and building that program virtually from scratch. It was all about the people that we could bring in, and that's the closest thing or the biggest thing I'm going to miss from over there.
You and I, we were talking a little bit off the air before this. You were saying this will be your first fall season not being directly tied in with football since 7th grade, I believe you said?
Yep, since 7th grade. So somewhere about when I was about 12 or 13 years old was the first time I got to play football. That's when Cavalier first had it, and this will be the first fall I haven't touched. I'm shooting. I'm 41 years old at this point, so it's a little bit weird territory. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how I feel about it yet, but it'll be a different change.
I was going to ask, like, this got to be kind of like a culture shock for you. You played football so long. Well, let's go into your history of it. You played right down the road, as people like to say, at NDSU. Yep. Talk about your time playing for the university.
It was great. I was part of the transition from D2 to Division I, so I had a couple different coaches coming through, but being able to help set that program up for the success that they've had has been one of the biggest things our class, at least my class coming through, has taken with us. But it was great. I had great coaches, great experience, and that's truly where the family side of things started kicking off for me.
Obviously, the foundation has been made with you guys. What is it, 9 titles in the last 11 years for the Bison? So got to start somewhere, and obviously you guys laid the groundwork. For your career, you shifted from there. You go to the NFL. You're drafted by the Indianapolis Colts. Just talk about your time in the NFL.
Fantastic. I got nothing to complain at this point. I've never had a major surgery. I can still walk. I can still talk for the most part of it, and it's pretty unique at this point for being an offensive line to make it that long and never have something seriously go wrong. So that part I'm thankful for. And then on top of that, the relationships, being able to be around so many coaches that are dedicated to what they do. And that was truly the first time that athletics are more than just the sport. It's who you can surround yourself with, what you can build, and what you can accomplish outside of football. How do you prepare yourself for the rest of your life? And that to me is a message I've taken forth with me to this day.
So I got to ask, they talk about, you know, former players and even current players in the NFL, they talk about that roar of the crowd on Sundays when you come out of that tunnel. How real is that? Like, when you come out to run onto that field and that roar happens.
It's the craziest thing you're ever going to hear, imagine, or feel. The first time we got to do it, and we were still D2, we went out to Montana State to play them, and they were Division I. They were going for the playoffs that year, but we beat them out there. It was the first time a Division II program had beat a Division I AA at that time program. And walking out of that tunnel, the ground was actually shaking. And to be able to feel that and experience of it is, oh, shoot, I'm not in Fargo anymore. But it's something that's indescribable in the end, but it's a magnificent feeling.
All right. Well, we touched on it a little bit earlier here in this interview. You're going to be the new Valley City Activities Director, believe. When is the official first day for you?
I think the official first day is, contract-wise, it starts in August, but I think about June 10th, give or take, somewhere right in there, I'll be able to take over for Mike.
How excited are you for this opportunity?
I'm excited for it, to be able to get back here. And the atmosphere that Josh has created, Mr. Johnson's created to me, is the big draw coming back in. We've lived in Valley City for about 13 years at this point, but Josh has come in and created a culture and an environment that I really wanted to be a part of and take over when the opportunity came up. And I was lucky enough that Mike's going to move on. He's going to take a job out in South Dakota, which was fantastic timing and transition for me to be able to step in, learn from Mike, learn from Josh. I can get my feet wet. I can learn all the ins and outs of the job before I actually take over, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah, Mike and I joke a lot. Like, we'll go back and forth sometimes twice, three times a day, especially the spring season with the schedules and everything up in the air. But obviously, shorter commute for you. If you're already living in Valley City, you don't have to drive all the way out to Moorhead anymore. What's your goals, I guess we'll say, right off the bat as being the new AD here?
I want to learn. In the end, I've never been in this position or this role before, but I want to sit down. I know I'm getting meetings set up with all the coaches. how can I serve them? What do they need from me? How can I support them? And from there, start to build a relationship, one with the coaches, then after that with the athletes and everybody that's involved in fine art side of it, and then start going out to the parents of, hey, we're here to support and grow. How can we provide the best environment for your family in general, just to be able to come out here and be able to participate in whatever activity you're going to be in?
How much are you looking forward to really getting back to the high school aspect of sports? Like we said, you played in college at NDSU, you played in the NFL, but at the end of the day, high school sports, especially here in the smaller towns, it feels like people really take that home with them, right? Like everyone wants to see their child playing well. What can you relay to the parents where, hey, you know what? Like, we're here in the best interest of your kid.
I think that's the biggest point of growing on from here moving forward. If I've taken anything from any program that I've ever been a part of, it's all about being inclusive. It's not so much about the best athlete on the team. How do you include everybody? How do you get enough people out so you can stay in a program? And how do you treat those people that are in the middle? That to me is where the money is, or the gold is, of if you can be inclusive, if you can get enough people out, and if they can have a great experience, they're going to go have their friends come. And then at that point, it turns truly into a family atmosphere. Parents want to be involved. Kids want to come out. It's not coming to practice and they dread it. They're excited to come. They're excited to be in the locker room. They're excited to be on whatever venue, whether it's a band concert, speech, you name it, they're excited to be there and be there with their friends. And that's where that little nugget of gold is, of truly kids are excited to be there.
Final question for you. You touched upon the coaches a little bit ago. What is your first message to all the coaches at Valley City High?
Teach me. I need to know what we're doing well as a high school, what you're doing well as a program, where the gaps are, what do we need to improve on? How do we need to make this functional above and beyond what it is? Mike's done a fantastic job in his 5 years here of starting to get some systems put into place. He started doing a couple different survey pieces that I'm very thankful that he actually started up and got going. So be able to take that and actually just learn and be able to say, hey, how can I support you? How can we grow this program? How can we get this the best that it should be and get Valley City to where it should be in all activities?
Rob, I actually lied. This will be my final question for you. What can Valley City as a school and as a town expect from Rob Hunt?
They're going to expect me to make this a culture that, to me, is fully inclusive. It's going to be positive. It's going to be energetic. And I really want kids to be able to actually come and enjoy their time.
Rob Hunt, thank you so much. Look forward to working with you in the future.
Thanks for having me.
That was your new Valley City High School Activities Director, Mr. Rob Hunt.